It's 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Getting a first-hand look at some of the damage caused last week by Hurricane Idalia in North Florida, President Biden promising...
Folks, we're making federal assistance available for Florida survivors whose homes or businesses are damaged and destroyed. We're helping Florida and South Carolina deliver meals and water and remove debris. And we pre-positioned ahead of time.
Idalia made landfall Wednesday morning in the lightly populated Big Bend region of Florida. It was a Category 3 storm, but caused widespread flooding and damage in Florida and later some in Georgia and the Carolinas. It has been raining in several parts of Nevada this afternoon, like really raining, enough to close the entrance to the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in the Nevada desert and to cause flash flood threats in and around Las Vegas, where first responders have been busy responding. As for the Burning Man Festival, it was supposed to run through Monday. The entrance to it now stays closed for the rest of it. Two obituaries of note this holiday weekend, one in government, one in entertainment and business. First, Bill Richardson, one-time cabinet member, New Mexico governor, UN ambassador, and well-known prisoner exchange diplomat. He was 75, died at his summer home in Massachusetts.
At the United Nations, as the UN ambassador, Richardson was known for his personal style at a time when the diplomat's lounge was a place of world buzz. And he spent one-on-one time in informal settings with developing nation colleagues, just as he was known for his tough U.S. policy focus on human rights abuses around the world when he wasn't traveling the globe.
And singer and businessman Jimmy Buffett has died at 76. One song in particular, Margaritaville, staying deep in the American culture.
Fans loved him for the barefoot beach bum balladeer that he was. But Jimmy Buffett also had a strong work ethic, telling CBS 3 years ago.
Working seems to be the magic elixir when you are lucky enough to be an entertainer or do things that you can still do at that age.
Buffett parlayed his music into branded bars and restaurants. That beach bum dying, according to Forbes, a billionaire. Vicki Barker, CBS News.
Near Philadelphia, the manhunt goes on for a convicted murderer who escaped from prison and was later spotted on surveillance video. 34-year-old Danilo Cavalcante, convicted in the killing of an ex-girlfriend, also wanted in Brazil. Overseas and way out there, India has launched its first space mission to study the sun just 2 weeks after a successful landing on the moon. This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition, Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Cooking is fun. Having your kids help can be even more fun. Kitchens Open sponsor Southwood County YMCA wants to help kids learn their way around the kitchen. Registered dietitian Tiana Hamm teaches kids in the kitchen on the second Saturday of every month. Ages 3 to 7 need to be accompanied by an adult. Ages 8 to 12 can come on their own. Kids will learn about new foods and gain confidence in their kitchen skills. Visit swcymca.org to register or call 715-818-9266.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 69. Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, highs level off around 98. Lows around 69. Tomorrow night, mainly clear. Mainly sunny Monday with a high of 97. 95 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up. That's it, the theme for the next
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.